the agenda for the city's firefighter relief and pension board, and we'll begin with item number one, roll call.
All right, the mayor is absent. Michael Sansusi?
Here.
Andy Cirullo?
Here.
John Carmen?
Right here.
And Mike Steele?
Here.
All right, looks like we can move on. And the next item would be approval of the minutes of May 4th, 2023. Do I have any comments or a motion to approve?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes of May 4th, 2023.
I will second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the meetings of May 4th, 2023. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. Now we're going to move on to the always important public comment.
No public comment was received.
And that's the important part I like best. Moving on to unfinished business, we have a report on our left conference. And we got a really wonderfully exhaustive and very updated report. Went through the whole thing. Eyes got tired. But
I'll receive a copy of that and then the pertinent DRS attachments, which many of you find interesting. As always, I really enjoy that conference. So, but that's all for your information.
Well. Appreciate it.
All right. And again, the complete overview was really, really helpful because it indicated exactly what took place. And I appreciate all that you did on that, Sherry.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number five, communications.
None.
And number six.
We had a retiree pass away on May 20th. That's just for your information.
Oh, yes. And the clock keeps ticking on us all. Moving on to 6B, eyewear survey.
So that is conducted by Mercer, the city's insurance broker. The average, usual, and customary amount came out to $403. Our current allowance is $400, so that's pretty much in the range. If you agree with it, we would need a motion to keep the $400 eyewear allowance for the year 2024.
I think that would be appropriate. Do I hear a motion in that respect?
I'll make a motion that we keep the eyewear at $400 in 2024.
Second.
Yep.
All right. It has been moved and seconded that our eyewear will remain at $400. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. All right. Moving on to the pension fund roll items. We have
those will be as submitted.
And are there any questions or any updates to it as submitted? That answered my question.
I'll make a motion that we approve the pension roll items as submitted.
You're a second.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the pension roll items as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed? So carried. Now we move on to item number eight, claims.
None.
And is there any other business? Anybody want to chat?
Nothing from me.
All right. And everything would be peripheral from me. Yes, Randy.
Well, I think Harold Strong deserves a little bit more than just a name and just a really nice guy.
Well, we can't use the name here, is the point.
Well, he's deceased. I think maybe we can make an exception for the deceased. I don't know.
I will support that point.
Yeah. Anyway, the individual in question. God bless him. Is that okay? Well, I'll let it go with that. But just an outstanding individual. He could fix anything. Nothing was a challenge, and he would take it on and fix it, and make it happen, make it right.
He truly was an amazing person. And then following his dad, which we all know the circumstances of him and his ending.
Yes.
Pier 7, as it was. So I agree with you that sadly, we cannot laud these departed members as they deserve. Some we could just say, that was that. But again, persons like this person that we just spoke about, do deserve more than just a passing reference in their passing. So thank you, Randy, for pointing that out.
Well, maybe a clarification from our counselor right now. I assume you were talking HIPAA or something along these lines. Is that what we're talking about? For the deceased individual, I don't know that that qualifies. Will you clarify that for me?
I can't remember the specifics, but I know that the question arose, but our obligations don't necessarily end at that point. I suppose it just depends on the nature of your conversation and what you're going to actually say in connection. Yeah. And so,
something positive, saying somebody deceased
is probably fine.
Yeah, I think so too. Very good. Thank you, Charles.
My guess is that Harold is not going to contact us to say it was inappropriate. So,
and so practically speaking, there's nobody else present on the call.
There we go.
Right. I know as a fellow board member, I certainly appreciate when you guys, again, tell stories and reminisce about the folks in the system. Again, you work with them, you know them, and I think it's important, again, to memorialize some of that. So I know I appreciate it. So thank you, Randy.
Yes, it's one of the joys and the sadnesses is that during our time in the fire service, we don't become fellow employees. We actually become family.
Yeah.
And so it's a joy because we get to work with our family. But unlike many places where someone's in a cubicle and 10 years later you hear about it and that's that, every single one is a personal loss to us. So, especially, as Randy pointed out, someone like Mr. Strong.
He built the first rescue rig down in the basement of Two's.
Yeah.
Back in 1973.
Yeah. And we worked on it for a while, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. But some of those stories, we're going to hold off. All right. We're having too much fun for an official meeting right here. So that was any other business. We're down to item number 10, and that is adjournment. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved and second that we adjourn this meeting. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. And Sherry, I want to thank you so very much for helping me navigate my